This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Stretch run of Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are taking you up to 6:30. You will hear from head coach Dan Quinn on the big trade Washington pulled off yesterday. In just a moment, they are ramping up now for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Should be a really entertaining, fun matchup at home in front of the home faithful at the X over at Northwest Stadium on Sunday. Washington's continuing to build the foundation of success on and off the field moving forward. It is time for you to plan for your future as well. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Kondorian Murad, can help update your last will and testament, set up a revocable trust for you and your family as well. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Danny, pretty obvious. Dan Quinn is fired up to add a corner that's going to help him employ more man-to-man coverage in the secondary, which he loves to do, and frankly, he just hasn't gotten to do a whole lot of this year.
Yeah, hadn't had the toolkit for it. I mean, to borrow a phrase from my pal Grant Harrison Paulson, his lips are filled with smile. Like, you could see that the different things he's probably drawn on the chalkboard or the whiteboard or any kind of board. Oh, we could also probably do this and we could do that. Oh, this is a way we can mix that and the other thing. I mean, I think it was Sam Fortier asked him, Marshawn Lattimore's lineup mostly on the right side this year. Do you anticipate something like that happening? Or is it going to be more versatile? He's like, more versatile. We're going to do a lot more stuff than just put them on one side. Like, knowing that they've got this unique talent, a guy that's really, really good and can fit a lot of different schemes and systems and designs. And I think they're going to deploy him as such.
I don't love the QBR stat, but because Mina Kimes used it and I see her tweet in front of me, I will cite it. The Commanders play a lot of man coverage, but have been much better in zone this year. QBR of 51 against man and 68 against zone. And I think part of the idea with acquiring Marshawn Lattimore yesterday was you play a little more man, you can do it more effectively, and it might help them stop the run better too. That's been a big issue. We talked about possibly adding a defensive tackle, Danny, to help shore up the run defense. Well, if you don't have to necessarily play too high and you can play a single safety and then bring somebody else like Jeremy Chinn or so down into the box, maybe that opens a lot of things up as well if you feel like you don't have to help as much on both sides of the field in terms of corner play. So if the idea is to leave him on an island occasionally, he's going to be better apt to do that than some of the younger guys they were asking to do that earlier in the year.
Yeah, I think it's a shrewd point, right? So when you go, they acquired a cornerback, that's going to help them with the run. Your first reaction is to go, what are you talking about, crazy person? But bear it out. I think you touched on it, and I'll just kind of double click here and zoom in. The way they've played so often, and not every down. I mean, there's some downs and sometimes where they go, we're going to stop the run early, and you've seen the results. Zay Flowers for almost 200 yards and a half, for example. Malik Nabers going crazy against them, especially in the second half in that first Giants game, for example. I think they've basically said, we are so terrified of leaving our cornerbacks in any kind of compromising situation. We're going to play shells. We're going to back off. We're going to make safeties help. Everything's going to be doubled, and we're going to just keep everything in front of us at all times, and that's that. Well, if you've got someone you trust out there that allows Jeremy Chinn, that allows Quan Martin, that allows whomever happens to be there maybe to creep into the box when you're guessing run or you're working that way. You don't have to have that responsibility in the deep third of the field, et cetera. Because you have confidence that you can actually counter if somebody happens to throw on you on a anything's available down, maybe you could stop the run a little bit better. Yeah, the thing that would stop it the best would be an unstoppable rhino in the middle of the field in terms of a defensive tackle that may not have been available. That sounds like it really wasn't. There wasn't much movement in that regard when it came to the trade deadline yesterday. So this is almost like an indirect or secondary way to help a focal point that's really been, I think, bothering them and kind of been their Achilles heel.
This was Dan Quinn with the media in Ashburn earlier today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
All right. Awesome day, man. For us, right back to it. So for us, this is our competition Wednesday and a lot to work on this week in preparation for Sunday. Pittsburgh's got a really strong crew in all three phases, so it'll take the whole week. But we're ready to get rolling. I did remind the team and I emphasized the importance of being ready now. And that could be for every person in every meeting room and every player. When your number's called and you deliver, it's a big deal. And I think Chris Rodriguez was the latest to show that he's down for the cause. And I just wanted to make sure that's the responsibility of all 70 on the roster. And when we're developing people, it's to get ready to play. And so that was a good message, for all the guys to dig in together and get better. And so that's kind of what we chase, on a regular basis. So glad to get rocking with you guys.
Dan, obviously you've talked that Adam is going to sort of run the room when it comes to acquiring a player like Marshawn and you could roll with the team you have. What point for you were you kind of like, all right, we've got this record. The situation is what it is. Looking around, maybe cornerback is an area where we could get some extra.
Yeah, help. I'd say you had me at hello. this was easy, man, to get and acquire a player of Sean's caliber, the toughness, the physicality, whether it was this month, 6 months, from now, like this is a player that you'd want to be on your team. He stands for the right stuff. He's got an attitude to battle and, really pumped to have him here.
I was going to ask you too, what do you think of him just a player and over the years and how does he fit? How do you see envisioning with him and then Benjamin and Mike, how their roles might
change? Yeah, he's, certainly been exposed to a good system, and I'd say I've had the opportunity to coach against him as well. And not everybody can go and match onto different players in different spots, left side, right side, in the slot, and doing that. And so you got to be a smart guy to be able to do that. And he's shown over the course of his career the ability to move inside and outside and staying connected to receivers, John. That's really the name of the game. And he's able to play it tight. He's a good tackler. So yeah, we're pumped we got him, man.
How will you manage sort of his health at this point, and at what point do you think you'll start to really involve him in practice and kind of get him ready for game
time? Yeah, that's the assessment that will be here today. So today was our first time, you know, having him be here, and he'll visit, you know, with the training staff and really get an assessment for where he was, you know, just leaving New Orleans and then transitioning into it here. So that's the onboarding process, Nikki, that you're speaking of. It's an important one to make sure that he's really at his best and feels strong and confident to do that, because the player is going to, I'll go, I'm ready. The opportunity, the moment. So we're going to make sure that we don't miss one step, you know, of the ladder as we're going to go and get him ready.
And you've mentioned just going against him from your time in Atlanta, especially. What do you remember from those moments where it really stood out to you about the way he played?
I think the ability to get down and go challenge. And when you do that against a player like a Julio Jones, there's some confidence that has to go into that because that's something that's not everybody's down for that. And so to see him go to challenge, or a guy like an Evans that you've seen, you know, there's confidence that comes with that. And sometimes a metric may not tell a story. It just tells you the numbers, but there's not some throws that go to a certain side and some things that happen. And so we're just pumped to have him here. But the competitor is what sticks out to me first. And it takes a lot of confidence to go down the line of scrimmage and guard somebody.
How much do you discuss or consider bringing a new player into, you know, a good locker room chemistry that you guys have right now?
Yeah, Adam is very mindful of that. And he knows the importance of that with the team, and he knows, you know, I share that opinion with him. And so through the draft, through a trade, or acquiring somebody that's not with a team, you know, that could have been on the practice squad, they go through a pretty exhaustive, you know, step-by-step process. Having the right people is the first thing, if that's the first thing to get right. And so that's where, if that part's not right, then that's the end of the line. And that goes for everybody that we bring in here. We want to make sure coming here is, you know, unique and a really cool experience. And I told him today in front of the team, I said, you can ask anybody here, man. We're all here to help and support you and onboard you fast. That means rookies or a vet. Like, we're all on the same page here. So it doesn't have to be, I'm not going to talk to him as a rookie. That's no. That ain't how we roll, man. Like, everybody on this team, we're here to help support anybody that comes in, and the message will be the same from all the guys. And so I thought that was strong for him to know that he's coming into a place that people really support the hell out of one another.
And Marshawn's playing almost exclusively on the right side so far this year. Do you anticipate that continuing, or using him more as a chess piece like you mentioned?
I would say it'd be more versatile, you know, than where we're at. But I want to get a sense for getting into the rhythm here for a while. But I would sense that would be something that we'd move around some.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
I think a lot of people are kind of assuming this will eventually, if not right away, move Mikey back inside. Is that an accurate assumption, or is that still to be determined?
Still to be determined.
And so then
I'm not going to give away all my cards.
Right.
Day. I mean, geez.
The ripple effects of making such a splash move at the trade deadline. Can you talk about just kind of some of those and how impactful that can be for your defense?
Yeah, it is. And most of the time, you guys have seen, probably for all of you guys, certainly more than me, the chatter and what's out there and what could happen. But then as it gets closer, things heat up, you know, much like a draft comes where, you know, as you get on the clock, things are heating up. So you have to be ready and prepared when a moment's there, and Adam and his team certainly are. And that wasn't just in this instance. That was, you know, a place kicker. It was Noah Brown. It's glue guys that you find that stand for the right things. And a guy like Noah is an example of that. You know, when you enter somebody into the group, you know, after the, you know, final cut, and then finding his way onto it, that's a big deal. And so, if I'm not mistaken, I think Noah might have been inactive as the first game, and then now you're building, you know, some work as you're going to go. So it's not just, you know, add water and, you know, you're into the culture of what we do. It's, you know, learning that process together. And it's a good group to be a part of, to come into. There's going to be a lot of guys that are going to throw him a lot of support.
How much will the Lattimore acquisition maybe allow you guys to do some stuff that you've been limited on so far?
You're definitely barking up the right tree.
Switching gears. Can we get a B-Rob
update?
There
you go. I'd be glad to. B-Rob will practice today. And I'll get a better assessment as we go through today and tomorrow's practice. And but all signs are pointing in the right one. We're really going to push it this week and make sure he can respond in the right way so he can, enter with such confidence about, how he has to play.
You began this by saying you told the guys to be ready. You have a Pittsburgh team that is ready.
Yes.
They've been playing very well. What's your respect level for that franchise and that team?
It's so high, and it really starts with Mike. And he's somebody that I've known more years than half of my life. So my first year coaching was Mike's senior year playing. And we've remained good friends ever since that time. We actually coached together for a year. After that, his first year coaching and my second. But he's just somebody I admire a lot. You've heard me talk a lot, Chick, about identity and what that looks like. And I think Mike stands for that. His team stands for that. So not many people I regard higher, as a coach and as a man than Mike. So I feel the toughness of him through their team, and it's a good group. All three phases, like you talk about ball, and they're plus 10. So important. We talk about that. We talk about special teams. These are going to be two excellent special teams units, absolutely battling for it between Danny's group and Larry's group here. There's going to be kicks covering and big tackles and punts and kicks. I mean, it's going to be all hands on deck, and like all the stories within the game. I think the special teams in this game specifically really is going to have a big narrative into it. And we've got some good special teams players as well.
Dan, when you make such a bold move at the trade deadline, acquiring a high-caliber player like Marshawn Lattimore, what type of messaging do you think that gives to maybe the rest of the league and even your own fan base?
I'll start with the fan base because it's what I would tell the team first is, our rule on the team is protect the team. And our theme of our program is competition. And we're going to absolutely, relentlessly compete at everything. And that's a chance to make our team better, make you better, make the group better, like Adam and his group or myself and the coaches. Like, we're going to dig in hard to do that. And so what does Marshawn mean? He's a competitor. And so we're adding a real dog-ass competitor into a group of guys that like to fight and like to battle. And so to me, that's an extension of competing, to say we're not going to miss a moment, to add a competitor onto our team. And so that has nothing to do with the league. I'd rather it's just about us, really. That's how I think of it.
With the late bye, this is obviously a grind for this team. 10 straight weeks of football, bumps and bruises, but the mental aspect, how do you ensure they remain sharp through this kind of grind?
Yeah, we've not talked about a bye because that's still a ways away. And so one of our signs in our team room says the only fight that matters is the one that you're in. And try not to think down the road of what's there. Just, man, it's just this week, just this game, just this moment. And if we stay into that process of the week, competition today, the ball tomorrow, or game management and finishing Friday, the process really helps with the learning that goes into the game plan. And then we can absolutely go let it rip Sunday. And then we'll clear the deck and go for it again. But we don't really talk too far down the line about where we have to be ready for. It's just this week and this moment. And you never know which game's the one to go and, make the impact or the difference. So we don't pick and choose, hey, we got to watch this game or not. Like, every time we go, we want to get it on.
Dan, of all of Marshawn's traits, whether it's his ability to travel or his top-end speed, what is the one that really light you up?
Yeah, I think two I'm going to say, David, if that's okay. One, I love the competitor to challenge. And that's what, this league is made of finishing moments and games and plays and third downs. And so when you feel that player rise, even get a little taller and stronger in those moments, it's not hard to miss. You've seen it. And so that trait, I know he has. I can't put a speed on it, and I can't put a metric on it, but I know what it looks like. And then I would say, from the physical side of things, the ability to stay attached and make contested catches hard and fight through them. And that is what playing really good DB is about. Obviously, sometimes you play in zone and using vision, but when you got to attach and you got to play tight man-to-man to guard somebody to go win a down, you need to be able to stand strong and have confidence to do that. And Sean does.
I know you're all about the game that's in front of you, and as Thursday night games have become the norm in an NFL schedule, two games in 4 days, obviously a second one of those is against a division opponent that's right behind you guys. How do you go about preparing for that sort of challenge? Is it siloed where this week is Steelers only, and you'll handle Philly when you kind of get past Sunday?
Yeah, two different plans for sure. The coaches have one, but the players, all there is this week. That's all there is. And I don't think of it as two games in 4 days. It's one game this week, and we got a game next week. And so I don't try to overanalyze that to go. The coaches have to do some extra to get prepared for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's the one that needs the extra time and attention. But we've got a great plan for next week, and we'll execute that next week. But for this game, this is where we're at and where the focus is. And then from a planning standpoint, I've taken care of all that. The coaches know it. They'll be ready. The players know that the coaches will be ready, and they don't have to think about any of that.
Take three more. Coach, speaking of the team in front of you, the Steelers made a couple of trade deadline moves yesterday as well. How much time do you spend looking at film of those players that they just brought in, or are you focusing on the roster that they've had the past few weeks?
Well, I'd say we start first with the, you know, the roster that they've had and how they've featured the players into those spots. And then, like last night, for instance, you know, okay, adding, you know, individual player clips. So that's usually where it goes, where you study a certain style of a player from their other team because you haven't seen them in your scheme. So much easier to see, like for a Preston, okay, in pass rushing or individual routes that would have been thrown to Mike, the size, the length. So it's more practical for a player to study that than the coach. The coach has to stay on to the scheme. And that's kind of the back and forth when the guys study at home and they're watching stuff on iPads. So often they're looking at the opponent they're playing against and the stance or a mannerism, and the coaches are hitting scheme and routes and stacks and bunches, and the player has to know who they're playing against so well. And so that's kind of the art and the balance of preparation. So much of away from the coaches is studying who you're playing against and what they do and what special stuff do they have. Then with the time with the coaches, the scheme, the technique, how does that all, you know, tie together? And it's a fascinating process over 7 days. It really is.
Hey, Coach.
Hi, Don.
Russell Wilson is back behind the center now. May not be the quarterback of scrambling all around that he was earlier on, but could you talk a little bit about facing a quarterback like Russell Wilson, being a veteran that he is?
Yeah, and the thing that when I think about Russ, the first thing that pops to my mind is this is a remarkable deep ball thrower. And it's what he has absolutely earned and been known for, Donna, inside and outside the pocket, where he's got the ability to be able to throw on the run, you know, 50, 60 yards down the field to a spot that only, you know, his receiver can get to it, or off a big play pass. So that, to me, is what, you know, sets him apart, is his, he's got a, you know, strong arm, big hands. He can absolutely rip it, but it's the downfield big shot plays. When those explosive plays happen, those are game changers. And that's what I think Russ's superpower is, like deep ball accuracy. Is not everybody has that.
Hey, Coach, a lot of the players this season, the veterans, have talked about how they've been mentoring the younger guys. When you look at this cornerback room bringing in Marshawn, how do you hope that that will unfold specifically with the younger guys in that secondary?
I think it'll probably go both ways, because there's some scheme and some communication for Marshawn to learn, and there's also some wisdom for him to pass on to go. And so that will happen organically as it goes, but the first order of business is obviously getting him on the same page with all of his teammates as quickly as we can. But those things happen over time. The more time you spend together, those are, you know, meeting room times, road trips, and you just – you know, start discussing it more. And so over time, that we'll expect that to happen. All right. You guys have a great day.
Dan Quinn with reporters in Ashburn. It's time to get you a Capitals power play ahead of their game tonight with the Nashville Predators.
It's time for Granddaddy's Power Play, presented by American Standard Heating and Cooling and MidAtlanticComfort.com.
As a reminder, I got my Caps Altcast tonight. I'm over here at Monumental Sports yes. right now. We're actually going to do the show, Danny, live from the arena out in the concourse, so you might even see us this evening. But we will be live doing a Manningcast-style broadcast. You can check out my socials at Grant H. Paulson, Twitter and Instagram, for any details. But if you have Monumental Sports over the TV linearly, check us out on Monumental 2, where you can stream us on the app as well. Should be a lot of fun. Predators off to a slow start, 4-7-1. I don't need to tell you guys how good the Caps have been. 8-3 in their first 11. OV be on a heater with goals in four in a row.
Yeah, there was an independent film session with Ovi and some of the veterans, and the goal scoring has really taken off since then. This is no one in Nashville's fault. They didn't do anything. But I still will never, ever, ever get over ERAT for Forsberg, so I still feel like we kind of owe them. They're down, take advantage, step on a throat.
Ovi scored twice against the Rangers and then individual goals against Montreal, Columbus, and at Carolina. In this stretch, he will try to make it five straight games with a goal. He is playing at a over point-per-game pace right now, 14 points in 11 games with his seven goals. The Caps and the Predators tonight from Capital One Arena. Again, you can check out the Altcast on Monumental if you want to do that. That is your Caps Power Play.
Grant and Danny's Power Play, presented by American Standard Heating and Cooling and MidAtlanticComfort.com.
Danny, what do you got lined up for the evening?
This will be a very casual affair at home, my friend. We're supposed to have pickup basketball. Don't think we're going to have enough. So I'm going to plop this buttocks, and you can't see it because you're over at Monumental, but I'm smacking my own buttocks. I'm going to plop that right down on the couch and watch my friend Grant Paulson on my television set.
Love that. We appreciate you doing so. I, as you know, will be busy, but who knows? Maybe somewhere along the way I'll get to eat a chocolate chip cookie at the arena.
You've earned
which
it.
Would make everything better. For Darris and Ryan and Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. Thanks for checking us out. Caps tonight. We're back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Big show tomorrow includes Alex Smith, former quarterback here in D.C. Looking forward to catching up with him. And Mike Golic Jr. previewing Week 10 around the NFL as well. We'll talk to you at 2 o'clock on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.